Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And now...
Welcome back. The end is Sports here. Huddle. Dave Mona in Arizona, Sid Hartman in studio with Mike Max. We're pleased to be joined by Glenn Mason, Big Ten Network, of course, and football coach extraordinaire. Coach, we just had Kevin Warren on, who you know have gotten to know pretty well over the years. When he stops by your Big Ten studios and you have a chance to chat with him, what do you tell him they need to do different in the Big Ten?
I didn't tell him anything.
He you did have- too.
No, it's it's different. Obviously, Jim Delaney, the outgoing commissioner who had been there for a long, long time, really took the Big Ten conference through a changing period in college athletics. You know, there used to be a day and age, Mike, when I was playing, when I first coached, that really commissioners were just figureheads.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Wayne Duke was a wonderful guy, but all he ever did was stand up and say a few words at lunches. And when Jim Delaney came in, the changes that took place, especially with the TV contracts and the launching of the Big Ten Network and the amount of money that's now involved in major college athletics, it's mind-boggling. Now, there's a lot of issues out there, you know, right now that I think that Kevin Warren has on his plate that Jim really didn't have to deal with, you know, the likeness image and the potential playing of players or giving them more compensation. That is a big, big issue that's not going to go away, and I'm sure it's going to give them a few gray hairs.
Dave?
Glenn, after last season, what P.J. Fleck did with the Gophers, the bowl victory over Auburn, what's going to be the talk about the Gophers heading into this year's football season?
Well, they're sure not going to sneak up on anybody now. I think they'll have the target on their back. You know, it's unbelievable. The spring practice rolling out used to be one of my favorite times of the year. But I don't know how people aren't going to pick Minnesota to be the preseason pick in the West division of the Big Ten Conference. When you look at what they've got coming back, you know, offensively. And, you know, Tanner Morgan, hell, this time last year he wasn't even sure he's going to be the starter. And now, without a doubt, he's the best passing quarterback in the Big Ten Conference coming back. Yeah, Tyler Johnson's gone, but their wide receiver's very talented. A young offensive line now is they have all the starters coming back. Got to replace a couple things defensively, but when you look at, you know, their schedule, first four home games, I think first four games are at home, and they don't play Penn State, they don't play Ohio State. Pretty favorable schedule. I would not pick against them to win the West.
Sid,
you think the Gophers can hold up what they did the past season? All these teams would be ready for them now. It won't be like they couldn't sneak up on them.
I'm glad you brought that up, Sid.
Well, you know, Sid and I have always thought very
you
much
you think the
life,
same way, and that's a scary thing, Coach.
Yeah, and it's to the point, I think everybody's going to look at that, but they're going to be, you know, just that much better. I think the X factor that everybody's always got to keep in mind is injuries. And, you know, by and large, they were, you know, very fortunate last year. And you look at a team in the West Division, you know, like Purdue. Heck, they lost the top two players in one play against Minnesota.
Yeah.
And then the injuries just started going and going and going, and where they didn't have a chance. But I go back, I think that the team, you know, will be improved. Their confidence has got to be, you know, sky high, especially after last year and their victory against Auburn. They should be that much better as long as they stay healthy.
Dave?
You know, Glenn, you mentioned Morgan, and obviously he was the talk of the Big Ten last year. He's a quarterback, and his accuracy. And I was trying to think back to anything comparable, and maybe this is too high a comparison, but I thought back to visiting Purdue and getting our first look at Drew Brees, who was so accurate with his passing. And there were times last year that Morgan actually reminded me of Brees, which is pretty high praise.
Well, that is high praise. I'm not sure I'd go that far yet, but there's no doubt that he you know, he was the best passer in the Big Ten Conference. And I really thought that Kirk Ciarrocca, who's now going to be at Penn State, there's a reason why he got hired at Penn State, because he did a whale of a job at Minnesota. But they designed an offense that really complemented his abilities. I'd like to have a dollar for every time that I said that Tanner Morgan and the Gophers ran that slam pass better than anybody in the country, because, it, you know, it was true. But, you know, he is a very, very accurate passer, and he throws the deep ball more than I thought he could, better than I thought he could.
Sid? Your turn.
Huh?
Your turn.
My turn?
Yep.
What about the Big Ten? Do you think the Big Ten now is as good as the other conferences in the league?
No. I really don't. And I look at the Big Ten, and we got some really good teams, and I sure like, you know, to get there. But, you know, when I look at Ohio State, and they dominated this league, Sid, to me, their talent level is so far superior, you know, to everybody else. You know, I saw a stat the other day. They have the most players that have been drafted in the National Football League since 2000, 131 of them, 131 players, you know. I mean, that's an unbelievable number. And we've got some other good teams, you know, but there's a gap there. And I've always maintained that your marquee teams, and I always get in trouble when I say this at every conference, because everybody thinks, every fan thinks that their team is a marquee team, but they're not. And, you know, historically, when you look at the Big Ten Conference, the marquee team should be Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan, and Nebraska. And the only team that's held their end of the bargain in recent history for the last 10 years because of obvious problems, you know, has been Ohio State. You know, you look at the Pac-12 Conference, two of the premier teams out there historically should be USC and UCLA. They're not very good. In fact, they're downright terrible. So I really think that the prestige, total prestige of your league goes how your marquee team's going. So I think we've closed the gap. We got a lot of good football teams there, but I still think that, you know, you look at the SEC, most people would say, well, last year was probably a down year for the SEC. Well, that's the first one in a while, because they've been hands down better than everybody else for a pretty long time.
Dave?
Glenn, what are your thoughts when you see how much a relatively untested new coach at Michigan State is paid? The salaries of coaches, you know, are slightly exceeding the cost of living these days.
Huh. What do I think? I think I'm really mad at my mom and dad. I was born too early. That's what I'm thinking. I mean,
the answer I was looking for.
Well, I don't begrudge anybody, but I've said a number of times. And don't take this wrong, Mark Carl. I think these athletic directors have lost their mind across the board. You know, you're thinking, I saw where the tight end coach at Kentucky is now going to make $1 million a year. $1 million a year to coach tight end. I can tell you one thing, they would do it for a heck of a lot less, because they're not really qualified to do much more than coach football. And I was thinking about myself, too, when I coach. It's absolutely crazy. You know, people ask me all the time about what the university did with P.J. Fleck. I said, I applaud it. They had to do it. You know, I don't think it's sane what's going on in college athletics right now. But if you're You know, if you're going to play the game, you're going to play the game. You got to ante up, or you're not, you know, not going to be in the game. And not only the head coaches, but if you look what assistant coaches are making now, unbelievable. And I think the long-term effect, Dave, to your question, is that in my day and age, you know, you worked hard, you walked, learned, and you didn't make much money as an assistant coach, and you hope to get to a place like Ohio State, like I did. And then to become an opportunity to be a head coach, I went to Kent State in the Mid-American Conference, and I took a pay cut to go there and didn't make very much money. Well, I think we're going to see now, you're going to see the real qualified top guys, assistant coaches. They're making so much money that they're not going to go to the lesser level school to get a chance to be a head coach. They can't afford to do it, even though the Mid-American Conference and conferences like that are playing better. You're not going to see that tight end coach that's making $1 million in Kentucky take one of those jobs for $300,000, if you get my drift.
Glenn, appreciate it very much. Sid, tell him what he's won.
What did you think? The Gopher schedule.
We covered that already. Would you give him a Marie certificate or two?
Let me just say this, okay?
Yeah.
And let you know that. PJ Fleck hired a new coach, Paul Haynes, the coach of the secondary.
Yep.
And I recruited and coached Paul Haynes at Kent State. And I can just tell you, he wouldn't have got hired if he wasn't an outstanding coach. Better than that, he's an outstanding person. He will be a credit to that football program, that athletic program, and to the University of Minnesota and to our state. Paul Haynes, get to know him. He's great.
Sid?
We'll get you that MERS certificate.
You're one behind. You need to give him two.
One more question. Who's the
you better look
top
up
team
the,
in the Big
Hey, when you say
ten.
When you say I'm going to get me another one, you better look up that word in the dictionary, Sid.
Nope, he can't hear you now.
I love him.
We'll get you something in the mail.
All right, brother.
Thank you, Glenn.
Thank you.
Dave Mona, closing thoughts.
I just want to say one more thing. I'm going to be happy to be back in the studio next week, Mike. And
no, you're not.
But more and less. And remind people again, 2 weeks, we're going to have so much fun. That's the Sid Daniel. And again, we're not letting everything out, but it's going to be a great day in radio.
It'll be a great day in radio. Sid's kind of pumped up for it, but he says, just remember, I haven't got there yet.
Yeah, we run rush things. Two more weeks.
Yeah, why would we think that he can get to 100 if he's only got to 99 and 50 weeks here? Sid Hartman has dispensed himself from. Dave Mona, thank you. Have a good time down in Arizona. We'll see you back in studio next week. Today on our airwaves, you'll listen to the Timberwolves as they play. So the Twins will not be on. Blois Olson will be on from noon to 2 talking politics and what happened in South Carolina last night. Interesting night and Super Tuesday stuff coming up. Timberwolves at 2 o'clock pregame, 2:30 tip-off. Twins and Timberwolves throughout the week. You've been listening to the Sports Huddle, WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.